Hi, I'm Matthew Duvall, percussionist for 8th Blackbird. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Matthew. That was percussion superstar Matthew Duvall playing our intro and introducing our show. If you'd like to join him, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hey there, kids commuters. Happy Friday. It's the last day of Shark Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We will answer our Quizlet after the music today. It's just been fascinating spending the week with Clark Bunting talking about sharks. Clark, in all of that time that you worked on Shark Week for Discovery, you learned so much. What's your biggest takeaway from all this?
You know, for me, it shows that you can do entertaining TV, have some fun, have a sense of humor, and at the same time, still give really good information out there about conservation, the importance of sharks in the marine ecosystem. And also, one of the things we tried to do with Shark Week is work with organizations like Oceana, Ocean Conservancy, and others to help protect sharks and help them get their message out about the importance of sharks and how they fit into the overall marine ecosystem and how incredibly important having a healthy shark population is to having healthy oceans.
And we'll include some links to a few shark conservation sites on the post for this at kidscommute.org so that you can follow along and you can help Clark and all of those who are involved in shark conservation. Clark, this has been so neat. We have this one last piece of music to hear. And again, this was featured on the Discovery Channel. This is a piece called Theodora, which celebrates sharks and again, debuted on Shark Week by Jay Ralph. That was Theodora by J. Ralph, written specifically for Shark Week. And I think it's fitting that we ended with a beautiful piece of music about sharks because Clark Bunting has wanted us to think all week. Remember, sharks can be dangerous, but they're not just about danger. They're also beautiful and really important parts of our ecosystem. So thank you, Clark, for all of that information. And I hope you've been enjoying Shark Week. Now let's answer our Quizlet. All week long, we've been asking you, what kind of shark is the shark in the movie Jaws? Let's have Clark answer our Quizlet now.
Kate, Jaws was a great white shark.
Ta-da! And now you all know, if any of you had that question, that is the answer. Clark, what is something, you've told us several things that are cool about great white sharks. What's something cool about a great white shark?
So one of the things that that I would love to see, and we haven't seen yet for great white sharks, is great white shark birthing. We've never filmed a pregnant female given birth. We would love to see that. These sharks, you know, as they are born a couple feet long, they look like little tiny great whites, although much smaller. There is, in some instances, cannibalism in the womb. So they start out pretty Darwinian, and it only builds from there.
Fascinating. So maybe baby sharks aren't as cute as the song, huh?
Maybe not.
Again, Clark Bunting, thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge with us for Shark Week this week.
Kate, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
And again, at our website, kidscommute.org, on the post for Shark Week, we will have a link or two on information on how to conserve and take care of sharks in our environment. And again, many thanks to Clark Bunting. Now, let's give some congrats to Quizlet aces who figured this out. Boy, Dwayne, you came in right under the wire, but you got in just in time. Okay. Fulton in Traverse City, Gwyneth in Traverse City, Lane in Traverse City, Sam in Arcadia, Dorothy and Parker in Memphis, Tennessee, Brendan in Valley Village, California, Luke in Traverse City, Dwayne in Engadine, right under the wire, and also, I want to welcome some new kids commuters who didn't quite get the answer right this time, but I was so excited to see so many of you writing in at once. So Stephanie, Benjamin, April, and Kyle of Charlevoix, welcome to Kids Commute. Thanks for answering our Quizlet. Try again next week. Next week on Kids Commute, you may recall, last week we met the Kane Mason family, a family of very talented musicians. Next week we're going to meet a family of big-time composers, the Newman family. So that's coming up next week on Kids Commute. Also today, later today, you can visit kidscommute.org and the post for Shark Week. We'll have our Maya mix up. That is all the music for the week with none of the talking, plus whatever extra little shark music goodies we can fit in there. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. That's it for Shark Week on Kids Commute for Eden and JL. I hope you two enjoyed your week. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Happy weekend. We'll see you next week.